and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 215. How are we all doing? Guess what? We're not in a tier 3 lockdown yet. But Boris did decide on giving us a press conference. Did you actually see any of it, Mike?
I saw it before I took the dog out.
Yeah, more of the same?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Right. Who's in? Hello, Jonathan. Number one.
We're having a scrap here.
Are we?
Over whether the fact I was the shopkeeper and opened up counts. But the umpire has spoken.
Oh.
And says, no, I didn't claim it.
Oh, hang on a minute, Kim. On that basis, that point that I claimed a couple of weeks ago, just saying, because I definitely claimed it. Anyway, congratulations, Jonathan. Poor
Simon. Cabbage rolls.
It's an outrage. Oh, hello, Jonathan. Hello, Simon.
Johnny.
Hello, Kim. How is it where you are? Where we are? Been better. Let's just leave it at that. Oh, what's Jonathan got?
That was his dinner. Looks very nice.
Let me have a look.
Stuffed cabbage rolls.
What was that thing we had that was like a stuffed roll? I think it was... what's his name? Harish. Is it olives and something?
It could have been. Yeah.
It was wrapped in leaves. It wasn't cabbage, but was it was nice.
Was it rice?
There was rice in it. They
rice
look nice.
Leaves. Rice in... what the heck's it called?
Ooh, that looks
nice. I don't know,
but
they sell it at the supermarket. Anyway, I've got a story.
Where you go?
Well, the company that I work for, who I won't mention for advertising purposes, are trialling a system. And I won't mention what the system is for fear of trade secrets. No, it's a cloud-based service they are trialling, but no contracts being signed or anything. And so I got sent an email and I had to set up my account, my cloud-based online account, and it was SSO. So I clicked the link in the email and it filled in my email address, work email address, and my name into the fields on this form. And then it asked me to create a password. Now, it said your password must be 8 characters.
What? Bang on, eh?
Well, it said 8 characters. And I thought, who these days creates a password of 8 characters? And I thought, well, I better go with it, because we know what happens from past experience. If you create a password longer, it just chops it off, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's happened to me a couple of times. So it doesn't give you any indication.
I thought, I'll play safe and go with what they want, 8 characters. So I did. But I thought, who goes with 8 characters? You know,
were there any other rules, though? Like, I had to have a capital and a number?
It didn't say, but I did a mixture of capitals, lowercase, and numbers. I didn't really have room for a hyphen or anything like that.
With 8 characters, you don't really have enough for one of everything.
No. So I thought, maybe it's a typo in the instructions on the web page, and it should be, you know, at least 8 characters. But I thought I'd play safe just in case.
Do you know what I do not understand with companies and anybody who with a password? There should be instructions. Seriously, because I look at them and I think, then I make a password, then it says it's too long, and I've got to guess at which point it was cut off.
Exactly, that's why I didn't do it.
CQ Deb. Sorry about the H, Anthony. Blind. It's the end of the week. What can I
don't
say?
Don't talk to Johnny about SSO.
Oh, yes. How were you doing with that?
Yes. We all know your SSO issues, Johnny.
Genius.
The other problem I've got is that this bottle of wine that I've opened is my last bottle. And I've hit the limit on... 95 items.
It was the Tesco's delivery. That did it.
Yeah.
Order it from Amazon. They can get it here
tomorrow. Or Asda on Sunday. No, I'm not that desperate. God. You know these people that, you know, can't live without a drink? Well, I'm like that with chocolate.
All your mates?
First thing in the morning, I raid the fridge for chocolate.
I went to a Catinian do good 4 years ago. Do you remember? And it was a really nice do. It was at, was it a conservative club? It was a private club. It wasn't a pub or anything. It was a private club. And I'm in the garden, minding my own business. It was a bowls do. So, you know, you can imagine the age of folks. And this guy started talking to me, and I didn't really know him that well. And he started saying, like what do you drink? Now, looking at it, it was water in a glass. So it was either the biggest vodka you'd ever seen, or it was water in a glass. So I said, I don't drink. And he literally turned round and said to me, to my face, oh, I never trust anyone who doesn't drink. I mean, what is the answer to that? Can I crowdsource an answer to that? If somebody says to your face, you can never trust someone who doesn't drink alcohol, what is the answer to that? I just looked at him and thought, you complete knob.
I've been sent a friend request here.
Well, is it the knob?
No, it's some girl with a G-string up her backside.
Oh, yeah. Poor woman can't afford clothes.
Yeah.
Like that naked one on your wall when I met you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll delete it. There we go.
I don't mind if you want to friend the woman.
No, because I don't know who she is.
Customer has come to the conclusion they can't authenticate against a server using SSO if they don't have data, unless we store the passwords locally, which we don't want to do for obvious legal reasons. Hmm, at least they've come to a conclusion. You'd say the same back to him. Good grief, Simon's working at this hour. Simon, stop it straight away.
Go on, Johnny, store the passwords locally.
Oh, they're idiots, aren't they? That is wonderful news about the dentists. Mind you, I'm guessing the dentists are going to be incredibly careful. But given their job, that's pretty amazing. Over here, it's all a complete mess. So I'm fed up today with them, a lot of them. I mean, why Boris gave a press conference to say absolutely nothing that we didn't already know, I have no idea.
I noticed he wanted to try and shame Andy Burnham.
Andy Burnham is way beyond shaming. I mean, the fact I said what they're taking an approach of putting everybody around us in lockdown and then we can't move. But within the area, I mean, the figures are off the scale. Don't get me going. Don't get me going. Right, let me catch up.
Well, would you credit it? Would you credit it?
What? I don't know. What are you doing?
Mr. Isaacs.
Is he number one on YouTube?
Number one
as well?
On YouTube. Still got 2 hours to go.
Oh, Jonathan.
Thing is, Johnny, I've just logged in there to enable the saved chat. And because you've typed that, I told you this last week, because you've typed that beforehand, it doesn't get saved. So there's no proof.
Really? But yes, but we all know.
If you go in again and do it, there, he's gone in again and done it. Now it's saved.
Oh, dear. Deb says she'd say the same back to him. Well, I'd rather be teetotal than off my face. And he was off his face on more than one occasion, wasn't he?
Johnny must have all the windows open.
He must do. Costco's selling hand sanitizers by the gallon. I'm buying it by the, I think it's 5 litres. 5 litres in like a carry handle thing. We have finished our first one. We have moved on to the second one today, so I've been refilling bottles all day like an idiot. Hello, Paul. Oh, Jonathan, if all the passwords got out. You know, you hear things like you're dealing with there and you realise how these hacks like that Twitter hack happened, which was a social engineered hack, where they got into some account belonging to someone who had a lot of power, and then the next we see Barack Obama's giving money away. That one. Oh, not good. Couldn't believe what happened to the price of isopropyl alcohol. Hey, if you can get isopropyl alcohol, our chemist won't supply it anymore. Apparently people were drinking it. Why can't they just put something in it that tastes vile? And that way we can still use it for cleaning stuff. Just saying.
Okay, peeps, how do I get out of cinema mode or whatever it's called?
What are you in?
I'm in YouTube and it's just randomly gone to like...
You hover over the thing where you see the cogs. Click. Are your cogs coming up?
No.
In the top right corner?
No.
It must be there. I'm in that mode.
And the chat's at the bottom.
Yeah, that's where I have mine.
Oh.
You mean you've broken it?
I'll go and Google it.
Oh, crying out loud. Can't get the staff.
No.
They said practicing dentistry is the most dangerous COVID job. I can imagine that. I mean, when you think about it. When I was having my last hygienist appointment, where I hadn't seen Craig, so I haven't seen Craig since last, I think it's end of November last year. So I was due to see him in June, but that just got cancelled. But when I went in and then they were doing the hygienist thing, I ended up with water all over my neck and she's trying to mop it up with this tissue thing. But, you know, it happens, doesn't it? I mean, I know they're wearing all the protective gear they can, but still very, very dangerous. And that's every day. Every day they go into work, they face that. Do you remember ages ago we talked about that lady on the underground who got spat at and died? That's causing a right stink, and rightly too. I mean, this is just criminal. It happened around the time, apparently, of the George Floyd thing. And I didn't realise, but that was one of the reasons why people were protesting in London. That the George Floyd thing had happened, and the British equivalent was her life mattered. The police did not investigate that for something like 48 days, which, you know, they got round to it in the end. There was four witnesses, one of whom was the accused. So they had three independent witnesses, supposedly, and CCTV, which got wiped after 28 days. On what planet? Wouldn't you keep CCTV for like 3 years? In this day and age, it wouldn't take much hard drive space or cloud storage, would it?
No.
Gets wiped after 28 days. And the CCTV that they had, it wasn't really clear. But she backed off and he advanced towards her. So, I mean, whatever he was up to, not good. But all the police are saying is can't prove anything. So not happening. It don't make her any less dead, does it? And she had two kids, I think. And her husband doesn't speak great English, so he's now relying on the kids. I am hacked off with politicians. Can you tell? It's just one of those days with like, right, so Boris is on the TV. Boris is going to put us into lockdown. You know, never mind Andy Burnham. And he gets up and there's bombastic Boris with his, we'll do this and we'll do that. And he's bumbling his way through this press conference, umming and ahhing and going on with himself. And then when pushed on the Manchester thing, said, well, we hope we can come to some agreement. Really? And then on the Brexit thing, well, we're going to walk away. I thought, so you're showing leadership with the Brexit thing, if you want to call it that. But you're not doing anything about Manchester, where people are actually dying. We'd rather have consensus. Boris, he's not going to consent on any level at any time. So just do the deed. I was fully expecting to be in lockdown. We are still not in lockdown. Wonder how long it'll take. Because at some point, it's like they are playing politics, aren't they? Because it's going to be one of these things. He has said he may need to intervene on Manchester. He knew he might do it 2 o'clock in the morning. Because 2 o'clock in the morning has become the new 7 o'clock in the evening. Oh, loving it. 5 to 2, I thought, right. Who's been called to a meeting at 2 o'clock tonight? Lancashire. They had another 2 a.m. meeting. So I reckon he's come out and he said that. But then why, if he's going to do it today, why doesn't he just do it? He actually said he urged local leaders to engage constructively with the government over tougher rules. Yeah. So nothing happening there then. But Cheshire, where we are half in and half out, because we're half in Greater Manchester and half in Cheshire. Cheshire borders Wales. And Wales have shut down. They're also going to bring into Wales, I'd not heard this one before, a fire break.
And what's a fire break?
Pretty much the same as the other thing they were having. What was the other one that they called it? The one they brought in Northern Ireland. Was that a break of some description?
I think it was, wasn't it?
Remind me. It'll be there.
I can't remember. Brain's gone.
Tell me about it. And it's Friday. I'm exhausted this week. I think I need a break. Right, where am I up to? price of isopropyl alcohol. Oh, I wish I could get some. I really do. Jonathan's very prompt. You're very early, Jonathan, but never mind. I'm not even going to answer that one about the big jugs, although I'm feeling a title for the show coming on. Oh, I never do that either, Deb. That drives me mad. I don't like going to a site in a browser, in a separate window, where I'm logged in that browser to Google, which I need to be logged into for other things. And it then says, do you want to sign in with Google? And I think they already know that you're signed in with Google and they already know who you are. I don't like that. I would much rather have a separate username and password for everything. Oh, Anthony's got a big bottle of isopropyl alcohol at work, used for cleaning cassette heads. Yay. Trust me, we cannot buy any. I've got half of a little bottle left and about three quarters of a bigger bottle. And that's it. But, oh, cleaning cassette heads, I remember that well. Used to use cotton buds for it. And, you know, you did used to get a lot of oxidised whatever off it. Oh, yes, I remember that. And doing it for the computer when I used to load computer programmes from cassette tape. Those were the days. Oh, those were the days. And Kim's buying it from electronic stores. I wish we had any left. I don't think we do. I did get the Scrivener survey. I'm going to have to sort that out as well. Panda. Oh, last night,
right,
Kim.
It's back. I've had to clear my cache for all time. What?
This is the problem of using Chrome for anything.
Yeah, but...
I need to tell Kim about the pandas.
Oh, okay.
Last night, I just had the pandas open and the whole of Vivaldi crashed. So much later on, I went back in. There was the panda. So I put on camera two, like Kim said to. And there it was. And just the baby was asleep in like a pen, concrete pen. So cute. Rolling over and all kinds of stuff, just like Lola. Anyway, about 20 minutes later, Mummy Bear appeared. A Mummy Bear picked up sleeping baby bear and started cradling her. Oh, it was just so cute. Anyway, Mummy Bear ended up asleep with baby bear cradled next to her. Mummy Bear was well asleep about half an hour after that. Baby Bear was playing and like pushing on Mummy Bear. It was so cute. This is what I need. Pandas on tap all the time. You forget which ones you've used for it. Oh, that's another good point, isn't it, Jonathan? Plus the fact 1Password doesn't work great then. So I rely on 1Password. There's just one annoyance in 1Password that drives me insane. And I've told them about it and they're like, no, we're not going to change that. But if you have an account and you reuse a password, so say you've got service number one with password number one and then service number two with password number two, that's fine. But if service number two uses password number one, then it gets uppity and it puts this huge red banner across the top that says insecure password reused, which is fine. If you really have, then it's a good thing to be able to see. But I want to be able to turn it off because I never do that. The only time I have a problem is where I've got like a service username and a service password, but that is used for both an email account and an FTP account. And there's nothing I can do about it. The two have to be together. And in 1Password, you know, if you change the password on one, it automatically gets changed on the other. There's nothing you can do about it. So I said to them, you know, this is the scenario. The FTP account needs to be stored as an FTP account so I can put all of the information in it. So it's not a simple matter of just merging the two. One's an email thing and the other is FTP and I need two separate entries. You can't turn it off. You can't say it's OK, these are linked. This has been rumbling on for about 3 years and it does annoy me. And I can't find a workaround. I said, can you just not put a toggle in? No, they did not want to put a toggle in. So it's very annoying when you go in and, you know, 99.9% of the passwords are absolutely fine. And you'll just find one when you're looking for an FTP that's got this flash on it. And because they use the same flash for different error messages or messages they want to draw your attention to, you really can't get away from it. And it does annoy me. Nothing I can do about it. Every time I go into the preferences and I have another look and think, is there an option to turn it off? They keep adding features, but they're not actually adding the one that I really want. Let's have a look. Some of them are turned off. The one that I have left on is Watchtower. Who else uses Watchtower? I did leave that one on, but I don't like the fact that I can't turn that, just that one bit off. That's the only thing I would want to turn off. No, still can't turn it off. Rich icons, item count. No, still can't be turned off. And I'm on the very, very, very latest beta version. So that's the one thing that annoys me. Probably doesn't annoy anybody else, does it? Just me. Right, let me carry on. The purge for politicians might be a good idea. Oh, Jonathan, you're not kidding. I mean, it has become a political football, hasn't it? It's like, who's going to blink first? Because at some point, even though there are a fair percentage, I wouldn't dare to hazard a guess as to how much, but some of Greater Manchester will be supporting Andy Burnham because their livelihoods are at risk. And some of Greater Manchester are like, no, get us into lockdown. But at some point, the deaths will rise to such a point, one of them is going to blink. And the way Boris looked today, he doesn't care because he doesn't live here. Maybe if we move Boris up here, he'd have a bigger think about it. But it's the figures are going crazy here. So, yes, a purge. A purge on the politicians. I'm liking that.
There's a show title. Political purge.
A political purge on the politicians.
Yeah. With the pandas. The peas.
With pandas, yes. With panda porn. Here in the Cotswolds, we're quite lucky. Only having tea and biscuit break. Well, that's the other guy, isn't it? Keir Starmer wants... What was the term? Not fire break. That's the latest, a fire break. I mean, why have they redone it? That wasn't what it was yesterday. It was a different... and it was entirely different yesterday. Let's have a look what they're
saying. Circuit break.
Circuit break, that's right. A circuit break. Now it's a fire break.
I Googled COVID break.
Is this to wind us up even more, do you think? But it doesn't make sense, as Boris pointed out, to lock down businesses in Torquay to help with problems in Aberdeen. But it's a logistical nightmare of then who will go in and who won't go in and who has the power here. I mean, these mayors came in Tony Blair's era. We didn't have a mayor before that. There was a London mayor, but there wasn't a Manchester mayor, so it would have been up to the government.
Wasn't there a Sale mayor?
No, there's a leader of the local council.
No.
He's the mayor of Sale.
Yeah, we saw him. We saw mayor him of Trafford. At a concert,
the one where it
didn't
kicked
we?
Off. Yeah, the yeah. Queen concert where it kicked off. I remember that one. Ooh, Simon's been buying isopropyl alcohol on Amazon. Ooh, I shall have a look for that then. I think the last bottle I bought was about £6, but it wasn't 5 litres. So that might work. Oh, Maplin's. I love Maplin's. Maplin's and Tandy. Yeah, they were great. Never went in there and came out without buying something, I can assure you. Even when I went in for like 5 pence worth of something. Like one of these 25 pence for a 3.5 mil Jack. Yeah, that wasn't what I came out with. Oh, fabulous. ISO. Propol. Alcohol. Right, let's see what I come up with. So they do. For cleaning. Well, how come they can sell it when the local chemists don't? Also known as rubbing alcohol. Might come to that. Might have to sanitise yourself with that. I've got a 5 litres for £24.99. What's that one? £21.99. There we go. Was it Jerry Can? Jerry Can Lab. Oh, that's a jolly good idea. Might have to go and get some of that then. I was getting concerned with... there's one. £19.95. Free delivery by Wednesday. Let's have a look at that one. Oh, Simon, you're a genius. Now, that one looks like 5 litres, but it's not. It's 1 litre. That's cheating. That's definitely cheating. And some are in nice spray bottles as well. I love the ones that they've put a 1 litre into a 5 litre shaped bottle. Because with no reference, they could look exactly the same. Oh, there's a 10-litre one for $34.99. Oh, I'm going to have to leave this until after tomorrow, because the credit card bill's made up tomorrow and it's already at breaking point. But when it's made up, brilliant. Thank you, Simon. I hadn't thought of that. Why didn't I think of that?
Well, we've got my credit card that I cleared for you.
Yes, we have, don't we?
Prime Day.
And I didn't go crazy on Prime Day, did I? It wasn't as
lucrative.
Not for Amazon, it wasn't, no. No, it definitely wasn't. 99.9% pure, 10 litres.
I'd have cleared it for myself, but I couldn't find any Toblerone on sale.
There was the big Toblerone.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets good reviews, that, as well. So that's a definite. That's a definite. I'll sort that out on Sunday when the credit card's been reset. Liking that. Excellent. Mother Jugs and Speed. Oh, wow. Not heard of that one, Paul. That'll probably be on... is Dave still going as a channel? We had a channel called Dave.
Dave.
It's ludicrous, isn't it? But we did. Channel called Dave. So if Dave's still going, it's the kind of movie that would be on Dave. When was it? 1976. Yeah, that's also a good title. Do you know anything about the extension Print Friendly? Is this for Chrome? Is that an extension for Chrome? I've noticed, you know, I don't know if you would have noticed, Mike, but honestly, how many websites these days, when you come to print them, are absolutely shocking. And when I say print, you know, I only want like a copy of a receipt or something that's flashed up, and I just want to print it. They're awful. It's like there's no CSS for printing at all. Looks like it's a Chrome extension. Right, what does it do? Let's have a look. Well, that's all very well. It says click to install. Yeah, but what does it do? When you want to print or PDF a web page, click print friendly button. No, I've not tried that one. There's also one for Firefox, though, and Edge. Oh, and they're all custom to the browser, aren't they? Now, what I do if I want something that looks exactly the same as what I'm looking at is I send it to DevonThink. What I get in DevonThink is a PDF and all the links are live, which sometimes with all the print stuff, when you've created a print-friendly copy, check that the links are live. So I always send it to DevonThink. Before I send it to DevonThink, pro tip, sending it to DevonThink, make sure that the browser is a friendly width. So if you've got it full screen and you send that, you get a lot of space on either side. What I do to solve that problem is I have a shortcut key allocated in Moom, which makes the window half the width of the 27-inch screen. In fact, at half the width of whatever size the screen is, and puts it in the middle. And then I issue the send to DevonThink command. But I went through a period of testing everything. I was testing if I did it with DevonThink, what did I end up with? If I printed it, what did I end up with? Because I had a system very similar to that print friendly thing. And it used a CUPS driver. I can't remember what that stood for. But it got hairy scary trying to make it work as you moved through the operating systems. And by the time you got to the 64-bit one, there was no chance. So I weaned myself off it, and that's why I was trying different ways to see what I, you know, how good I could get a printed copy. But what DevonThink does is give you what you see. The other thing that I use is for emails, and that is inside MailPlane. But there should be something better. There should definitely be something better. So Anthony uses a random word generator. Be useful if it would automatically add a capital and a number. Many websites request that. Yeah, if I'm doing passwords inside 1Password, I mean, most of them now, browsers as well, give you like use this password. But when you look at it, there's no way you would have to, if you were typing it in, you'd have to check every single letter. Whereas if it's like proper words separated by a random separator, with an odd number here and there and a capital, it's actually easier to just glance and type it in. And one password can generate different types of password. And one of them is like a random, well, not a random string. It's a random collection of words with random separators. And I find that easier to work with. So that's how I do it. Good morning, Paul. Circuit break. That was it, Simon. You're right. But now it's a fire break. It's all done to confuse you. Back in the days, we only had Red Ken. You know, Red Ken didn't get us into this much trouble, though, did he? I did see a... It was a video that I saw the other day, and it was older, much older than I thought it was. I think in the end it worked out. It was 2004. And they were talking about the underground and work going on at Brixton. So they showed you this Brixton station, and then which was like the old as the hills, with a static escalator in the middle because they couldn't get it going. They didn't have enough power to get it going. They'd been working on this escalator, brace yourself, 4 years. And then at the other end of the scale, there was this new station, Docklands somewhere. I think it was near the Lloyd's building. No, not Lloyd's, Barclays. So they had the best of everything, and Brixton, you know, didn't even have a moving escalator. But it was amazing to see it, because when they came to open this thing, the posh one, up popped Red Ken. And I thought, good grief, when was this filmed? Because I know Boris was mayor during the Olympics.
Red Ken was years ago.
And I think prior to that, I think, did Boris come in 2008? Red Ken was in charge during the 7/7 bombing in 2005.
List of London mayors.
There's not been that many. There's only been three.
Yeah, Ken Livingstone, May 2000 to May 2008. Then Boris, he did 8 years. And Sadiq Khan.
He did 8 years. Make it sound like serving time. He had to step down from being an MP then. Thank you for that link, Simon. Excellent. At least I'll be able to get some stuff to clean things. I'd given up on that. I had given up on that. Should try to get 70% as it dried slower and better for COVID disinfectant. Some isn't 99% plus. Is it thinned with water? That's a point. If it was, would it be distilled water? I only use the isopropyl alcohol for cleaning things, like keyboards and stuff. My keyboard is just filthy the whole of the time, and I really don't know why it never actually moves. But at the minute, I'm injured, aren't I, Mike?
Yeah.
I am injured. You'll see more of that later, but I'm injured at the moment. A poetry Olympics? Red Ken, where he continually smashed a metal tea tray against his head throughout to show his dissatisfaction. Poetry Olympics. That reminds me of that play we went to. Do you remember? The United one. The one where it started out and he pulled his own eyeballs out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was a great play. Thing was that only one night or was it on more than one night?
Can't remember.
I would have expected it to be on more than one night, but it was on at the Lowry.
Was it the Lowry? With the Munich thing?
Yes.
We saw Beryl and Olga.
Yeah, because we walked into this thing and, you know, obviously the Lowry is a huge theatre. Its range of where people would come from to visit this thing must be like 50, 60 miles. We walks in and there's two people that we know from Old Trafford. So they're sat opposite us. And I think we went out at the half-time break, didn't we? Well, the thing was with this play, it sounds as bizarre as Simon's. It was going to be controversial. So it starts off and one of the main characters is singing one of the, would you say, anti-Munich songs?
Yeah.
Disrespectful Munich songs. And then there's the eyeball business. Don't ask. So when we get to talking to them at the break, oh, I didn't think there was any need for that. And I thought, well, it's artistic to show people who don't know that that happens, that it does actually happen. But they didn't seem to grasp that at all. and we're all ready to...
By far the greatest team.
That's right. But, I mean, it had funny spots in it as well, because it was like three different plays, wasn't it?
Yeah.
As I remember it, anyway. But she didn't appreciate it. So it sounds a little bit like, yeah, hitting yourself with a tea tray.
Ian Kershaw's first play shocks on the outset with City fan chanting antagonistic chants about the Munich air crash. There you go.
Oh, poor Tracy. Tracy was up till 4 a.m. finishing the accounts and not used to it like me. Yeah, if I get tired, it's probably around 11, 11.30. And then by 2 o'clock, I'm firing on all cylinders. This morning, I couldn't actually get to sleep even when I went to bed. Well, that's a different saga. Anyway, good evening to you, Tracy. Hello. Ooh, information about why 70%. Now, my hand sanitizer is 70%, Kim. And I just thought, well, that's what it is, and left it alone. But there's science behind it. Don't tell Boris, he doesn't understand the science. Oh, I shall have a read of that. But the stuff we've got, we used to get it in smaller bottles, obviously. And one of them was quite sticky. And you needed a towel when you finish with it. But the one that we're using, which is this one that we got from Amazon, is pretty good. I just keep refilling my Tesco bottle. Although it's not had Tesco stuff in it for ages. The Tesco stuff was green and it smelt really nice. But again, it was a bit sticky. So this 70%, it smells alcoholic. You wouldn't want to get that close. You certainly won't want to get it anywhere near your mouth. But it's very good. It doesn't leave that sticky thing. Brain's not really engaged. I know the feeling, Tracy. End of the week, and I've just said I think I need a holiday, which is not like me. It is not like me. You can get it cheaper at 70%, about $19.99. I will have a look. I will have a read. I'm not even sure what percentage the thing is that we've actually got. What did I buy last time? You're lucky if you can get it at all. You don't argue over the percentage of it. Let's have a look. I think it's 70. But I say think because it looks like the label looks damaged. So I can see 70 on it, but I'm not sure if it's a percent next to it because it's like something's dripped down it. But the label looks like it's been printed on a fax machine. Anyway, it does the job. It does it. Whatever it is, it does the job. So all I need is for my desk to be clean, my keyboard to be clean and my mouse to be clean. So that does the job. So I will have a read and then decide it. Ted Ken. Oh, do you mean Red Ken? In fact, there's Alex. Hello, Alex. Let's have a look. Let's have a look. This is going to be scary, isn't it? I do wish these browsers worked better than they seem to when I need them to work. Right, let's have a look. So he's actually hitting himself with what looks like a beer tray. That's just scary. In fact, if we all go and have a look at that... Not unlike Boris today, can I just say? Not unlike. I reckon he'll put us into lockdown if there's no decision overnight. Did Andy Burnham ever come out and do a reply?
Not that I've seen.
They were trying to get him on before 6 o'clock.
When we were younger, we went to see a play. I think it was, I was going to say at the theatre, but obviously at the theatre. I think it was at Bolton or Oldham. And one of the characters in it was called Tommy the Tray, and he kept hitting himself with a metal tray.
It must be a thing. Yeah. I did not know this. Do you know, there's so much said about weddings, isn't there, in this thing? New Scottish face covering rules come into force, even including weddings. We've got a friend whose son was getting married last weekend in March, wasn't it? So just a week before they went into lockdown. And they rearranged it for tomorrow. So it was all fingers crossed that it would actually happen tomorrow. You know, if they get that in, it's going to be by the skin of their teeth, isn't it?
Mm.
And you never know what's going to happen at 2 o'clock in the morning. As I've said, something will happen at 2 o'clock in the morning. Lancashire used to, Greater Manchester used to be in Lancashire, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we could have been locked down that way as well. Oh, I'm going to the pandas. I'm leaving the news alone. I do not need to see the news.
Walk away.
It must be a long English tradition. I've never seen this tray thing, but now I have. Thank you for that, Alex. What on earth? But sometimes I feel like that. So, yeah, maybe it is a tradition. Anyway, Simon, did you finish tidying your desk and did you get rid of George Clooney? I should put that in the Week at My Bite's headquarters, shouldn't I? You and your twin. Because do you know what? Jonathan missed it. Jonathan had gone off to talk to Mummy and Daddy and he missed it. You will be forever George Clooney. Is that a compliment or not? I'm not at all sure that Simon was overly pleased with that, were you? And if you weren't here last night, you totally missed it. George is gone, desk still in a state. Is George on the ceiling? Because I was thinking, this ceiling business, well taken care of with one of those very inexpensive projectors, isn't it? Just secreted behind the new monitor, plenty of space. Is there room behind the new monitor for one of those shelves? Does Mrs. Simon now know she's Mrs. Clooney? These are the kind of questions we need the answers to. Kim's quite right. Let me get one of those shelves. What were they called? I always think of Due South, but it's not. It's 12 South, isn't it? 12 South monitor. Monitor stand. Well, it's not a stand, it's a shelf. Oh no, they definitely don't look like. There it is. Oh, this is an obscene price. I mean, honestly, the price of these is totally disgusting. But I have, I think it's two or three of these. They weren't that price. I did not pay more than 22. So probably half price. We go. To be fair, it was great in Gravity. One of my favourites that I thought he did, it wasn't a great challenge, but I just thought the movie was sweet. What was that one with, where he had the kitten? Do you remember that, where he met, was it when Harry met Sally's actress? One Fine Day it was called.
Oh.
One Fine Day. It was sort of a chick flick. And harmless. But the one that I watched, purely because he was in it, seriously, was From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I started watching it and I'm thinking, you know, it's George Clooney's in it, but it's supposed to be like a horror, a thriller. And, who was the director?
Tarantino.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino. So it got going and it was pure Quentin Tarantino. I wasn't particularly enjoying it. I was, George Clooney's in it, just keep the faith. And halfway through, it turned into a kind of zombie fest where there was just a fight to the death with all these zombies. And I'm looking at it thinking, somebody's cut this movie in the middle and pieced it together with another movie. It was that different. Seriously, the bar in it, Simon would appreciate this, it was called the Titty Twister. And I'm watching thinking, seriously, is this the same film? And but for the fact that George Clooney had like tattoos on his arms that were the same as the first half of the movie, I would not have known. It was that bad.
What was the girl's name that was in it? Juliet somebody?
Juliet Lewis. I think they'd cast her because she looked about 12, but she was about 25, so they could get away with all sorts. That's the one, Michelle Pfeiffer. Who was I thinking of? He did one with Jennifer Lopez. Rather enjoyed that. Apparently, they were locked in a car boot together for about 4 days. But yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer was in it.
Yeah, what was that called? I saw that.
Which one?
With J-Lo.
Oh, the J-Lo one was a scream. I can't remember. But the J-Lo one was so funny because we're trying to watch it. And it had kind of gangster speak in it. And we're looking at each other and I said, out of sight. I'll turn the subtitles on. We had to turn on the English subtitles to know what the heck was going on. So can you now understand why one fine day was the height of his career as far as I was concerned? Oh, it was so cute. There were kittens in it and everything. All it lacked was a panda. And I feel if it had had a panda, you know, it would have been award-winning. I know he did a load of other stuff. Three Kings was great. Took my mum to see that at the theatre. Cinema. She liked it.
They had like a lady pipe for blokes, didn't they?
Yes, it was the bloke lady pipe in that one. But it was a good movie, that. That had story, humour, pathos. That had everything, that one. What others were there? The ones that stick with you were either really, really good or really, really bad. And I just thought One Fine Day, it was a harmless chick flick thing, but very well put together. Was it Nora Ephron did that? Was it Sleepers in Seattle? I can't remember, but whoever did it, it was very, very well done. There was none of this changing into a vampire halfway through. That wouldn't have worked with a kitten, would it? No, the kitten would have got it then. No, I enjoyed that. It was a good one. My kind of movie. A bit like, what was the other one that we watched? Julia Roberts. Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman,
yeah. We like Pretty Woman. And there was quite a few like that, wasn't there, around at the time? But that was obviously the classic. And all my mum's Christmas films, which I've got on DVD. She did do Sleepless in Seattle. Who did that one then? One Fine Day. Because I thought it was somebody of that ilk. Isn't she a writer as well? Right, let's try that. Oh, if I spelt things right, I'd be dangerous. Good grief, 1996. That's scary. Didn't he get that on the back of ER, basically?
He
must have been in the middle of ER with that one. Oh, I tell you who is a fantastic actor. The one who was in Pretty Woman. He played the hotel manager. And he was in Chicago. Was it Chicago Hope? Oh, I loved him. He was fantastic. Let's have a look. All right, I've got it. Who directed it? I can see the cast. Who directed it? Michael Hoffman. Never heard of him. Writers, Terrell Seltzer and Ellen Simon. Never heard of them. Oh, I do remember the little kid, though. Mae Whitman. Good grief. She must be how old now? Oh, just for to make a change. Firefox has crashed. I'm going to have to give up Firefox and Catalina. It's a crashing fest. I haven't got the energy, effort or will to reinstall it. I don't. I'm exhausted with all this. And I think it's just lost the page I'd open on top of everything else. And I've got to deal with all of those open tabs because half of them are to do with the show tonight. So there you go. One Fine Day could be a song. Oh, good call, Kim. Mike, add it to the list.
One Fine Day.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Good shout.
Who said it? Was it Kim?
Kim has requested it.
Right.
You should have seen some of the ones we've got, Kim. Talk about tenuous.
I will add it.
But we'll play them anyway because we can. Because we can. Well, I'm going to call it a night right now on account of the fact I need to get ready for 9 o'clock.
Who was One Fine Day by?
Was it Bill Withers? Or was that...
The Chiffons.
Was it?
Well...
Yes, the Chiffons did do it. And the Carpenters.
Okay.
And Chris Rea.
And Bette Midler. You're reading Wikipedia alone.
Whoever you like.
Who do you want, Kim?
Good grief. Idris Elba did a version. This is scary stuff. Crying out loud. Well, as soon as Kim's picked it. Yeah, Nora did When Harry Met Sally. I knew she'd done quite a few films like that. And they were all... When you think of chick flicks, it's like, no. But hers were very, very good.
Carpenters, there we go.
Carpenters. Right. Excellent. Right, we will do that. So, we're going to head off now, because it's Two Show Friday. And I've got to be ready at 9 o'clock. And that's going to be a push at this rate. I ache all over. There is a reason for this. All will be revealed in the week at Matt Bart's headquarters. But for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.